Man, Priest, what's your thought on the initial client meeting?
So, look, Brian and I have presented, as he said, a number of times before. So this is easy. But the other thing is I wore my dissent pin thinking that I'm going to like have to dissent everything he says. But on this case and in this point, and I'm sure you knew this too, Brian, when you were on the defense side, you know, meeting your client is important just for us as well, because there are so many surprises that come along with your client, one of which is credibility. And so when you think, and Brian's right, when we were talking about this subject and whether or not we would, how we would present trial, we realized that trial for us isn't just the 2 days or the week that we're in trial for, it's actually the process that builds up to it. And this is your first day of trial when you meet your client. If your client does not seem to be the type of person that you want to put on the stand, that's when I start having conversations with the adjuster and talking to them about why I don't think that they're going to do so hot on the stand and how my case is going to be affected by it. Brian's absolutely right. It's not the first 2 minutes or 5 minutes, even though I feel like I'm a certified like witness judger. That's not a word, but you know what I mean? And, you know, I feel like I can understand and see somebody's perspective right away. But if you, the longer you sit in there, the more you drag out of them, the more you get out of them as well. And for me too, I think it actually rolls into our discovery process, which I know we're going to talk about here in a second. But, you know, especially when I'm still at a high volume firm. So where Brian came from is still where I'm at. And in our high volume practice, the main thing that you always want to do is make sure that your discovery is up to date and everything that you have is supplemented and done properly. And one of the other ways that you could do that is through that client meeting. So while you guys from the plaintiff side have the moaner groaner plaintiffs that call you and ask you where your money is and why it's taking so long, we too have nervous Nelly defendants that call us to see how everything is going. But if you set your base right there at the beginning, you figure out who they are, what they're going to say, what they're going to do, it helps you with your discovery and the entire process. Now, from that client meeting, I'll be able to tell right then and there if I need to fight for this to settle with the adjuster, or if I need to take this to trial, or if this is a trial candidate. And it's obvious to us, right? Like every car wreck case has two parts to it, liability and damages. And so those are your evaluations. And that evaluation starts right when you're talking to your client. Now, if liability is an issue in your case, then how your client conveys the story matters. Now, if liability is not an issue and your entire issue or the rub in this entire case is going to be damages, then your client doesn't matter as much. They matter, but not as much as they would as if it was a liability and damages case. And before I just jump into discovery, because I know that we wanted to talk about specifics in discovery, Brian, I think it's better if you present the plaintiff side so that way I could you know, be on my dissent pin side.
No problem. And one last thing on this initial client meeting, and I think this is equally true for both sides, although like many things, it's a little tougher on the plaintiff side. Client expectations. Setting up client expectations in that initial meeting is probably, I don't know, I'm probably going to say 10 different things are the most important thing today. Just deal with it. But this is one of the 10 most important things. If you can get a strong handle and a good relationship with your client established up front as far as timelines, like how long this thing is going to reasonably take to resolve, timelines as far as reasonable expectations on when you call me, how long I'll take to call you back and vice versa. Establishing those things up front at that initial client meeting is one of those things that will save you immense headaches down the road.
Similar to that too, on the defense perspective, that just totally jogged my memory as well, is timeline does matter, because 2 years are, you know, people complain because they're getting served 2 years after the accident, generally speaking. And so by that time, they're like, this is such a long time ago. Why is this, you know, happening? They're very upset. They think it's a fraudulent claim. They want you to fight because it's fraudulent. And getting your client in the boat, like for a case that I want to take to trial, I need to get their commitment that they're going to stay in this with me for 2 years. And that includes sitting next to me at trial. And a lot of people, when they hear that, they're like, oh, wait, I thought you were just going to do the work and tell me the results. But you have to tell them up front that if you want to fight this, because it sounds like you're passionate about it, you need to sit next to me. And as a defense attorney as well, my entire job is to preserve their coverage and keep them cooperating. So I always want to make that connection with them, because as long as they cooperate with me and as long as they're in that case with me till the end, the insurance company pays for it. And that's my entire incentive. So I never want to break that bond between them and having that. And that kind of goes also later on for depositions as well. I know a lot of plaintiff's attorneys like making a big deal whenever we are unable to find our clients or unable to, okay, Brian, you had thought you were going to about to roll your eyes at me. I know it sucks, but you know, when we're in that position, it really is a place where the insurance company could yank coverage. And so it's really important for us as their attorney, even though you guys think we work for the insurance company, as their attorney, it's really important that they stay in the boat with me. So that way I have coverage all the way throughout to the end of trial.
Excellent. All right. So now on to discovery.